when you're ready, Wayne. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't hear you with that noise that's going on.
Did that one feel like the one that got away?
The one that got away, is that what you said? Oh. No, it didn't feel like that. I thought it was two pretty good sides going at it, and at the end it was going to be a small margin that separated the two teams. They were able to convert when they needed it most, and we just couldn't quite get what we wanted for a long enough period, but that's what you get, I reckon. I think if it went another quarter, another two quarters, same thing would have happened. It would have been a pretty tough game of footy, and they probably would have just come out in front because they just won the couple that they needed to win.
Coaching and the pressure, did it feel like a final, Kendall? It was only round one, and that's pretty fast footy.
No, I think it's the way we like to play. It's the way we enjoy being in those sort of contests. It's good for us. Great against a great opposition where we get to get some real pressure on us. We haven't had, the last NAB Cup game, we got a bit of that, and then we've got a real good taste tonight. And, it's preparation for us. It's getting us ready. We still got lots to work on, but at round one, it was a pretty solid game.
A lot of turnovers from both sides. Do you put that down to pressure or because it is round one?
No, it was a pretty high pressure game, I think, and both sides were smacking in pretty hard. So, I give credit where credit's due, and that was the contest between the two sides. I thought both sides were out there pretty willing.
Has that tackling and that look like manic pressure around the ball been a focus for you guys in the pre-season? The tackle count was well up.
Oh, no, that's the way we pride ourselves on playing that way, and we like to be able to handle the heat inside. And I think tonight, by the end, we didn't quite handle as much heat as we needed to, and we were able to put a fair bit of pressure on, but it was when the pressure was being applied to us a couple of times, we just didn't quite clean it up.
What did you think of Ryder's performance given Logan was laid out?
Yeah, pretty solid first up. He isn't the ideal preparation, Paddy, unfortunately, but I thought he was pretty solid for us. I thought even late in the game he was getting over the top of them. And look, we know that there's some significant upside for us with Paddy, and then when we get Lobes into the side, it'll certainly help us.
He was only one player, Ken, of about five that had hardly played any in the NAB Challenge game. So did that give you, did that provide you with any answers as to no doubt they were ready for round one? And do you think it could have been a factor late when you tied legs and all that sort of stuff?
No, it wasn't a factor. Not at all. I think both sides went into the round one game with not absolute ideal preparation, and we're not going to use that as an excuse. If I go through the players who hadn't played as much footy, I thought they were all really solid. I don't think they had any. Wingard, Ryder, Hartlett, Trengo. So you go looking for excuses if you want, but we don't.
Can you just clarify Logie's situation, and did Travis Bogue also pick up an injury?
But did you? What was the first
one? Lobes
had some quad tightness before the game, and when we got over here, we just thought that it's round one, it's no risk. We weren't going to go anywhere. That and Boke is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with Travis. He's got a corky. I reckon that would be as severe an injury as he copped.
What about Carlisle?
Fine, just cramped. Round one, that's what we check at this stage of the year. You get close to 3/4 time before the sub's used, and you go, righto, who's not cramping too much? Because that's what happens, they all cramp. If you went through both sides tonight, I reckon you would ask a number of the boys out there would have been times where they all had some cramp.
We've spoken about working on their run to try and...
Yeah, we know that. We know they've been having a look at us.
Did you see the evidence of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just this pre-season. The Fremantle are a great side. Credit's given to us that we were running strong throughout last year, and they've acknowledged that. I reckon that's good coaching. That's a club that knows what they got to do.
Were you pleased with your back six and the attack off half back, their first ability to beat their man, and then just to turn defence into attack? Impey, Pittard in particular.
Yeah, pretty good game by Impey, I reckon. I think it's a pretty good game that he played on an absolute gun of the competition, and I think it's the second time now he's done okay. And we really rate Ballantyne as a player, so it's been pretty strong for us. And I thought our back six provided some offensive stuff for us. Just needed them to win one or two more crucial one-on-ones, which is their job.
A couple of your really good kicks, slaughtered shots on goal, particularly down that end, that second turn. Was it a tricky breeze going that way?
No, I don't think so. I think we in this game of football, we still have the ability to miss some easy shots, both sides and all sides in the competition, to be honest. Pressure, it does do a fair bit to you.
Does this sting a bit more knowing the difficulty that the team faced in the first month?
No, it's okay. We've got to play those games, and we if you look at them in isolation or in one batch, you say that's a reasonably solid run. We acknowledge that. We're not frightened to talk about that, but we also know that it's a 22-week season, and at the end of the year when you play the whole season, you add them all up. So you see sides every year that lose round one, win round one, and can be either amazing or terrible. It's neither or for us. It's still room to go.
You speak about the pressure. Is there anything you can do during the week to help your players cope with some of that?
The absolute best thing we can do is play Sydney next week, because we get another dose of it. That's fantastic. I mean, when you think about it, you can look at the draw and say, oh, that's challenging, or you can look at the draw and say, that's fantastic. That's preparation that we really want to get better at. And if you're at some stage, if you're eventually going to make the climb, you've got to be able to win those games. And I said that to the boys at three-quarter time. I said, these are the games that quite crucial at the end of the year, even though you think it's round one. It's a significant win, because I don't think many teams are going to come over here and beat Fremantle.
That you didn't quite get enough out of your three tall forwards, while the other end, the
captain
kicked forward.
Yeah, absolutely there. Pav was fantastic, kicks four, and our boys tried pretty hard, but they just couldn't affect the scoreboard.
All right, thanks all.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Cheers. Thanks, Tony. Knock
it off! Wait.
They are finished up, mate. Come on through. Come on through.